We should also try to emphasize the fact that women should not be deported. They should stop deportation of women, generally. As I'm talking to you, we have a situation at hand, back in the hostel before we came. You see, you can never measure the extent of the psychological trauma a woman goes through when she starts to sign with the guardies, you know, when she's given 10 days, and at the end of the day, they'll tell her to choose voluntarily whether she wants to go back home or to, you know, be deported or take humanitarian. There's no humanitarian. It's about 10%, you know, true. You understand? But as it is, I have a very good friend amongst the women. She's been going through depression because she keeps signing with the guardies every day, not knowing what next. So it's affecting her psychologically. And before you can say Jack Robinson, the social welfare people came. They want to take her child away from her because the baby, according to them, the baby is not well fed. The baby is underweight. And she says she's going through trauma of not knowing whether she's going forward or she's moving backward since the last 3 months. So I want to emphasize that basically we should also put pressure on the fact that they should stop deportation of women and their children. Because when you deport a woman and you leave her child, it's psychological. I mean, it's supposed to be a bonded thing. You have to be able to bond a woman. Even as it is, if they take her child away from her, because they took her to court this evening for the judge to decide whether she's fit to take care of the baby, will she be able to cope without the child for the next 3 days? She could even kill herself. So we should try to make things flexible for women, because we are not criminals. I mean, some things that I see here, at the end of the day, I begin to wonder, are you even helping us at all? Because I can't go through it, not be with my child for one day. Thank you.